Good evening and welcome to the August 15th meeting of the Bettendorf Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Byrd?
Present.
Kepler? Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Thank you. We do have a quorum tonight. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the July 18th meeting. You've all been given copies. Do I have any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes of last month.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is review of commission procedures. This is the Bettendorf Plan and Zone Commission, as the name implies. We hear issues concerning planning, zoning, and platting. None of the actions we take tonight are binding. They all have to be approved by the city council. So if you have any objections to what we do, or if you want to fight further, you can go in front of the city council. If you do like to speak tonight, and we hope you would, we have a podium there in the back. Please stand and at the podium, give us your name and address, and then address us, and we'll recognize you. With that, the first item on the agenda is the preliminary plat case 12049-3207 Villas at Glen Gevlin, Phase 2, submitted by Town and Country Manor Development Corp. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the area that we're looking at for this platted area is right here. This is a preliminary plat that's redrawing the dimensions of the lots that were in here. This is a final platted area here. This red boundary shows you what was lot 10 of the portion of lot 10 of the shops at Highland Point, first edition. This is the area that's under consideration right here. This has already been platted over here. Is the Villas again, Glen Gevlin, first edition. This is what's already been final platted here. This is the final plat of Highlands Point, first edition, which will have to be vacated before any portion of this plat is considered as a, well, or this area here is considered as a final plat. It'll have to be done concurrently. This is facing north right here. So you're looking this way. This is Thunder Ridge Road up in this area right here. This is the Villas at Glen Gevlin, phase one over in that direction to the west. Essentially, you have a roadway coming in here from Thunder Ridge Road, and here's another approach that goes basically connects back all the way down here to 53rd Avenue. You have one cul-de-sac here and another one here. The project was redesigned to meet our minimum standard of 600 feet depth to that particular street. And in reviewing the entirety of the plat and how it was designed, staff recommended support for the preliminary plat approval with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Greg, I do have one. You mentioned that we have to vacate the preliminary plat, is that it? Or?
This right here, and this portion here is roughly this area. That will be done at such time that this area is final platted, and then there will be a concurrent vacation that will be recommended to go through City Council, or maybe even earlier that area could be vacated, the plat could. But that has to be done at least concurrently with that area there being final platted.
And does that have to come through this body?
Yes.
So
I believe it. I believe it might. I don't know, Greg. Would that have to go through the city council or?
Well, I figured you were going to ask.
While we're looking that up, does anybody else have any questions about the plat? Anybody in the audience would like to speak about this?
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. It's 354.22 of the state code. Someone who owns ground who wishes to vacate an official plat takes it in front of the city council, where they will hold a public hearing on the proposed vacation. At the end of that time, then the council votes up or down on it. So it will not come back to this body.
So should we put as a condition, as part of one of your recommendations, that this be vacated at the same time or previous or prior to the city council voting on the final plat here?
It would probably be something that would go on the final plat of any part of this area here. But we can put that out there as a condition on the resolution.
I don't know what the right thing to do here is.
I think you could add a condition that would simply acknowledge the fact that, was it Highland? I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me now.
It's the Highland.
Highland Point First Edition.
Thank you. Highland Point First, yeah. That Highland Point First be vacated concurrent with the final platting of any portion of this subdivision.
I think it's probably the cleanest thing to do. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Dan Dolan. I'm the developer. I live at 1717 Pleasant Prairie Road in Muscatine. I have no problem what we're talking about, but that's another addition away. Could we, just so we don't slow down the first 24 lots, would you mind showing the section we're about to do?
It would be what about this area right here?
It's less than that. It just goes around that turn to the first full two, one more, right north. That's it. We're only going to that, and if you can cross the street, there you go. We're only going to that point, so I would appreciate it if we didn't. I'm going to be in a hurry to get that done. The good news is, in our first phase, we're selling very aggressively. If we just put that condition that says before we go to the second edition, which will incorporate that, I'd sure appreciate that help if that's not asking too much.
Dan, can you tell us how the roadways align? We don't have the final that's already been approved superimposed over your preliminary.
Oh, the roadways, it's the exact, I use the same engineer. Okay. The roadway's in the exact same spot.
That's what I need to know.
So yes. There was some.
Is it called Cavan? Cavan Crossing?
Cavan
Crossing.
County Cavan. It's a border town.
Okay. So the street alignment would not be impacted by delaying the vacation of the previously approved final plat. I guess that'd be the main thing we'd be worried about.
Yeah. I took their first phase and I left the roadway in the exact same spot. I believe we might have picked up a couple of lots. The roadway stayed in the exact same place.
Okay. That's what I was looking at, Mr. Chairman, is it looks like the right-of-way that was dedicated with that plat is the same as
it's
going
just
to be on the future
plat. The size and number of lots that have changed, it looks like.
So with that, Your Honor, I guess there's no real objection to delaying until the second, if that's the board's desire.
How long does it take to have a vacate ordinance or whatever it takes drawn up to, or a motion or, you know?
Procedurally in front of the council, there's a council meeting where a resolution is proposed and passed by the council to set the public hearing, and then there is notice in the paper, and then the council acts at the next next council meeting. Generally, to take action such as this is probably going to take two council meetings.
But the action to vacate can be done the same time, correct? I mean, is it really going to slow things down?
Well, you're approving the preliminary tonight. I don't see that the final is on for approval. So the developer will have to bring back the final at the next meeting. If it's, it's a little awkward for the developer because you're asking the developer to vacate a plat before he gets approval of the next look at it, the next preliminary. Mm-hmm. You could do it. You could put them right on top of each other. You could have the council approve the preliminary plat and set the public hearing for the following council meeting, and then they could vacate that plat at the following council meeting. This is, were you planning on bringing this in for the council meeting next week?
I'm not.
So this is coming in, preliminary is coming in front of the council at the first meeting in September. First meeting in September, then the final plat comes to you guys in your September meeting, and then final plat probably goes to the city council second meeting in September or first meeting in October. Theoretically, the council could set a public hearing to vacate the plat first meeting in September, vacate the plat the second meeting in September. Assuming that the council sees the preliminary the first meeting in September, it could be done.
I guess where I am is I wouldn't want the final plat anyway approved before the final plat we have now is vacated. Does that make sense?
Again,
I mean,
theoretically, I think we could do it either way. So it's the commission's pleasure and whatever we can convince the council needs to be done.
If I could interject, please. Knowing what I know, we're trying to get it in this fall. Say if the world said, you know what, we don't want to buy that house anymore, to leave that bottom where it could go back to single family isn't a negative to me, but that's my next phase. So we to have the ability to do it the way it sits, I'd sure appreciate that. And then it doesn't put us in a bind this fall because then I'll have 24 more to sell. And then before I go to the next phase, I understand it has to be vacated.
Mr. Chairman, thinking out loud for the ears of the city attorney, since there is no right-of-way that needs to be vacated, could this be a replat instead of a vacation?
If all the right-of-way matches up 100%, I wouldn't see a problem with that.
We can look into that, but I'm pretty sure it
does. Yeah, I'm looking through 354 just to see what else needs to be done. It's not only the public hearing in front of the council, but you also have to get a certificate from the auditor, and I can't guarantee how long that would take, but the auditor's got to certify that the for taxation purposes they can still adequately tax the property without reference to the platted lots. So I don't want to speak for the auditor in that respect. It might take a little longer to vacate than simply two council meetings.
So then the question in my mind is, can we or should we approve at least a final plat without having the previous final plat vacated?
Well, when it comes back to you, it won't be a request to final plat the same ground. It'll be different ground.
Okay. So you're going to final plat just part of this?
Yeah. He's only going to final plat the northernmost portion, I guess is how I would say it.
All right. I guess I'm all right with that. With the understanding then the condition would be that the area that needs to be vacated does not have a final plat until we have that area vacated. All right, I'm all right with that kind of condition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12049, subject to staff recommendations.
That include the recommendation from the chair?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is final plat, case 12050, Bettendorf RX Edition, submitted by FEPH Acquisitions, Fund 2. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site has already undergone a site plan recommendation for approval and approval by City Council. The building essentially is going to be this area right here. Straddles two areas right now, two different parcels, and the entirety is being asked to be done as a subdivision. Currently, you do have one lot that is the High Point Place lot. And that's there. And the parcel below, both of these are being joined so that there can be one final plat designating this is an entire subdivision. Staff, in looking at this particular plat, recommended approval. A number of our issues were addressed, and we would recommend approval with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Anyone in the audience have any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Annie Walters with FEPH Acquisitions Fund 2, 150 North Wacker Drive, Chicago, Illinois. I don't have anything to add, but I did want to make myself available for any questions from the commission.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-. Oh, that's the wrong one.
That's right.
That's right.
That is right. 12-040, subject to staff recommendations.
050.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded. Do we have any discussion besides the number? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next item is a site development plan. It's case 12-051. It's at 3260 and 3290 Ridge Point, submitted by the Charles Rohl Family LP.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain on this one.
I will also be abstaining due to a conflict.
All right, thank you. Anyone else?
I forgot thinking about it.
It's the voice.
So we have three, and I believe that's still
sufficient.
Sufficient. All righty. So we can consider this. Now, can we have our staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site is located, here's Lindquist Ford right here. You got Belmont Road right there, and then you have Middle Road right here. The DHCU Credit Union site plan already came before you. And this site plan here involving these office areas and retail is on these two lots, 4 and 5 of the Quail Ridge Point addition. This is essentially the photo taken from that circular area looking to the west, and Middle Road being over here. There's right there Lindquist Ford coming in Quail Ridge Point right here, or Ridge Point Road. And then there's Belmont Road over to the south, and this is the DHCU site. This is the way this was platted back, I believe, 1999. And you do have a means of transporting stormwater over to a detention area right here. And this is a detention area that is used by every lot on this plat, with the exception of this lot right here. This is the site plan, indicating an office building, or I should say retail space here, here, and then there'll be a 24-hour fitness facility at this location. Means of entry comes in, goes straight on into the particular complex. We did look at the number of parking spaces, and they suffice for the retail here and here. And then after discussing, staff felt that the 15 spaces left over were sufficient for the 24-hour fitness facility. This is an enlargement, again, showing both these units here and then this in the future. This will probably be built sometime in the future, but it was included as part of the site plan, so as such, it is included in the approval process. All the tree counts were met as requested by staff, and they met all of them here along these border areas on the street frontage areas, and then as well as in the interior areas, the drive areas of the site. And that'll give you an idea of how the buildings will look, these two elevations. Staff, in looking at this site plan, recommended approval with the conditions affixed. I would ask, are there any questions?
Have any questions from the commission? Anyone from the audience wish to?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I guess I just had one question, Greg. You indicated that the you've got three uses or two buildings there. A commercial retail attached to a gymnasium, and then a second commercial retail, and a parking lot between those two buildings. How much of that parking lot will be built if the commercial building number two is not built at this time?
I think that they wanted to take it maybe about up to here, if I'm recalling correctly, and then they'll put this in as this building gets built.
Okay.
The engineer representing the applicant shaking his head yes.
Thank you. Any other questions? And we have sufficient parking with without those additional.
Yes, because this retail here would take up substantially more. I believe there's 23 spaces for that, and there's 24 here, and you're only looking at about what, maybe 9 or 10 spaces. So.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions or comments from the audience? Hearing none. Do
Mr.
I have a motion?
Chairman, I'd move for approval of case number 12-051 along with staff recommendations.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Very good. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Note that we have two abstaining. All those opposed? We have none, so the motion carries. That's it. The last item we have is commission update.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council followed your recommendation in approving the building addition for 3207 Beartooth Court. The rezoning for 2670 Riverbend Road from A1 to A2, public hearing will be held on the 21st. That's all I have.
Thank you. That's all we have. I guess we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.